So did everybody finish Frambo? I'm just curious if anybody's still behind.
I finished it.
I finished it.
Close enough. Michelle and Mason?
We're finishing it right now.
How close are you?
Wow.
There's a really big cat with a door in its
mouth. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You guys have like a good like 40 minutes, half hour to go still.
Oh, no serious? Wow.
Yeah. Probably about a half hour.
Depends how quickly you blow through those puzzles.
15 minutes.
Yeah, I can. 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, guys. All
that
right.
That was really hard to hear you. I don't know if that helped. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know. I mean, are you guys okay with spoilers then? Because I don't want to spoil it for you, but.
Okay. Yeah, we want to hear what you guys have to say at least once this game chat.
Okay. Well, I loved it. I thought that the end was...
Oh my gosh.
Great. So we're discussing chapters 4 through 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? 4 and then 4.5 and then 5.
Yeah. Yep.
5.
So wait, was that I didn't like it response or what?
No. No, great. No, it's excellent.
Death. You were like... No.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Did I... What?
You showed great disdain with my comment.
Did I really? I didn't mean to. I think I said yeah or something. I don't know. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
You didn't say that, but okay.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. All right.
Uh huh. Yeah, but no. No, I really liked it. I thought I was literally sitting there and I was like, oh my gosh! Like I pretty much kept saying, oh no! And like I had my like hand over my mouth and was just shaking my head back and forth, like no, oh no. Oh no!
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I think even at which we can talk in depth in a little bit, but you know, at the very end, I was like, even after it was just all over, I was still just kind of like, I don't really understand if I should be happy or sad or I'm not really sure, but wow, what a roller coaster! A roller coaster!
Why don't we go back to chapter 4, which was. Imaginary friend, I think.
Yeah.
That was the part where you first come out. Was it after you run from the monster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that with Itward?
You first meet Itward, yeah.
Itward, yeah.
That was, like, delightfully messed up.
Yeah.
It was.
I loved it, but I was freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they take Mr. Midnight just to surprise her for a birthday. After
yeah.
Cat's been taken so many times, she's just like, I hate all of you.
Yeah. Yeah, she's completely just put off. She's done.
Yeah. Well, she's a cool character. I like him a lot. If you're going to have an imaginary friend, you might as well have one like that.
Yeah.
Do they sound low to anybody else, or is it just me?
They sound low. You guys sound like you're sitting.
You...
It sounds like you're sitting like across the room from your microphone, but that's okay.
Weird.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll roll with it.
I was like overanalyzing Itward because I'm looking at his name and everything, and I'm like, all right. So if I'm going on the theory that Frambo is actually in the insane asylum. And that she's just, like, she's coming up with these things that she's seeing. And, like, it could so totally be, like, she saw the sign IT Ward and put them two together. So now it's It Ward. So it was like, is this an hallucination or is this really happening or, you know.
You really went there.
I did.
You really went there, Sandy.
Well, it's possible that it's a combination of both. I mean, she could have come up with that name for her imaginary friend based on, you know, what she saw in the hospital.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that too, but I never came to any conclusion. That's pretty good. I was like, what the heck is up with this guy? Well, it's such a weird name.
It is.
It kind of raises a red flag. Like, this has got to be something to do with this.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even think to match... IT and Ward together. I was doing the backwards trick and like, no.
Me too,
Doesn't make sense backwards, so.
I was just like, oh, that's a fun name. Move on. Tra la 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 la.
You were in full, Denial.
Denial.
That part kind of reminded me of Death Note a little bit. Just the whole, like, with the, what is it, the Shinigami? Whatever. Shinigami, yeah. Kind of reminded me of, what's his name? What's the name of that? Yeah, Ryuk. Yeah. Anybody watch Death Note?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Those references fell totally useless.
Well, Chris, I know you did. Did you think of that at all?
A little bit. You know, I did get that feeling. But,
I guess that's a fail on my part, then.
But no, I mean, I can definitely see the parallels there.
You didn't see the parallels?
No, I could definitely see that.
Oh, yeah. It just kind of, it wasn't like, there's not any direct correlation. It just, his presence kind of brought me back to that a little bit. But, yeah. What did you guys think of that whole part with the flying machine? Was that annoying?
Yeah.
No, not really. Well, I didn't think it was annoying. It was...
The finding all the tubes was the most annoying part about the whole thing.
Oh my freaking goodness.
Because I switch over to the pill world and I'm like, oh, okay, I got these tubes. And then, like, really? I think I got the first two. And then I'm looking around and I'm like, where, like, what's going on? Yeah. Nothing's moving. Yes. So then I looked at a walkthrough and they're like, you gotta pick up the other one. Yes. I was like, oh, okay, so there's only one more. So I picked up that one, and still nothing was happening, and I'm like, what is going on? So then finally I went back and finally noticed that there was that other tube that was behind the girl with all the eyeballs.
Yeah. I had a tough time with the chemicals.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had to click and hold to get the chemical to move. You know, it was like, it kept filling up the one beaker, and I'm like, what is going on with this?
I had to look at a walkthrough, too, because I kept filling up one beaker, and I'm like, this is not right. Little droplets and go that way, and it was,
Yeah, the tubes were insane. I had to look at a walkthrough for that. And then, I looked at a walkthrough. I found the answer, and it was like you. Like, I found one tube, and I was like, okay, then it'll work. And then I had to go back and look at the walkthrough again, because I was like, I'm still missing something.
Well, at least this part gave you diagrams, and then you could say, okay.
Yes.
It's telling me what I need to do, which I just have to go do it.
True.
And then the other one was the gas. I'm like, maybe the gas isn't on. The gas, oh, it's got to be in a certain position. Okay.
Yeah.
That part was easy. It was the part with the, it was the part where, like you guys were, Frank was just saying, with the chemicals. That was what got me. I did it all, thought correctly. And I had to look up the fact, I must have clicked those berries on every bottle and it didn't work. And I had to look it up. It was like, you put the berries in the first. I was like, I've done that four times.
It could have been one of those, you have to get the other chemicals first. I don't know, because that's just the natural order.
I don't know. It was stupid. Whatever it was.
Was this the first... Chapter 4 and Beyond was the first time you had to fight those spirits with water? Was that?
Maybe.
Trying to think.
Didn't you have to do it towards the end of Chapter 3? Or no?
I'm thinking yes.
No.
Towards the very end of Chapter 3, you had to pour the water on the spirits.
Okay. Those things are creepy. Like super, super not okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was the water balloons.
Yeah, that was
like,
tricky.
I
had to find that out by accident.
I kept throwing them, though, and she kept missing it. I'm like, all right, is there something I'm doing wrong? Because, like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely walkthrough material. I was looking at something else at the time, and I just went straight to the water balloons, and all because, like, what was it? I was trying to get the key from behind the flaming head. That was chapter 5, and I couldn't figure out how to get that because I missed this. Oh, because I didn't have the stick because I hadn't used the water balloons yet. Yeah. issues, Chris? I guess so. Chris, you there?
Continue. I'm here. Continue.
Nope, can't hear you. If you're talking, we can't hear you.
I can hear him.
Oh, I can't hear him.
My voice is all effed up. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay.
You must not have taken the pills.
Yeah,
go to the alternate world and see how we're
going to go. That's what I'm about to do. Stephanie left.
See, she was breaking up to me the whole time. I could barely hear her.
You're breaking up, too.
Still?
Yeah. She
was. I hate the internet. I have no trouble until I log into freaking Discord. No trouble. We gotta find a new server.
Because we're talking about Frambo.
We should use Skype from now on.
Nah, I was just watching somebody do a Skype thing, and they were complaining about Skype all the whole time.
Really? I don't get it.
Skype is horrible. It's choppy. It's breaking up all the time.
2 weeks ago, I Skyped with like 4 people from all over the country and didn't have one problem. As soon as I get on Discord, it's like, well, you're going to get disconnected 6 times and for no apparent reason. I'm trying to figure it out, though. You never will.
Oh, my God. It's weird. I'm checking the status and everything's fine on Discord.
It's just Chris. It's Chris.
What else is new? Just keep talking. If I come and go.
Yeah. That's what we would do anyways.
Yeah. This is true.
So any other
Silent.
So any other parts of chapter 4?
Not chapter 4.
Well, anything.
Chapter 5.
Yes.
Where you get the pliers.
Yes.
And then rip the teeth out of the skull.
That was really.
And it's like, where is all this blood coming from?
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
I was like, I was not expecting it to be this violent to remove teeth from a skull.
I think it is.
Like, I was hoping that it was just a matter of you using the pliers to, or there was some other puzzle that got to the point where you flipped a switch and the skull opened its mouth. Teeth out and have blood flying everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of like with the pill bug or something, and what was it, chapter 1 or 2, where you just...
This one was more graphic, though.
Aww. Yeah, it was great, but I was not expecting that. Like, that reminds me of a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how many people, like, audibly sighed when they got the list of stuff for the alarm clock?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, 8 things, and you're like,
I don't know if you guys can hear me, but that cat, okay, when you're I was just trying things. I'm like, yeah, I'll put this in the cat. Why not? And it worked. It took it. I was like, oh, God, no. Why would I do that? And I didn't realize that you were supposed to do that. And I kept doing it for some reason.
I for the longest time, kept trying to combine all the items to make the stupid thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was losing. I was like, did I hit a game glitch? I just came up with my inventory and everything. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I've made the horn or whatever.
Yeah, the clock.
I was like, oh, I didn't even remember the stupid checklist. Didn't even remember it.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem getting stuff from the checklist. I mean, I think I had already gotten a few things already, and then I got the checklist, and I don't know, I found it pretty easy to get the things, but I did the same thing with the cat. I put one item in. I was like, oh, you can put stuff in here, and I just opened it, and then as soon as I clicked on it, and she threw it in there, I was like, oh, crap, that's for the clock. Oh, no. How am I going to get it back?
Oops. Huh? Did you think you just, like, lost in Mr.
Yeah, Jones? I was like,
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was going to be like the broom all over again, where it just broke and I couldn't use it anymore.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
Jeez, I hope I'm supposed to break the broom.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Whoops, I just got this and I've already broken it.
How about that creepy, sketchy thing that was inside the moose? That was weird.
Inside the
Mist. Oh, the worm.
Evil. Yeah, the little Grim Reaper worm.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird and unsettling. I was like, no, go away. Yeah.
I just need to climb it to get to the branch. It's like, oh, go ahead then.
Yeah, he's like, all right, go for it.
Yeah.
Just...
Are you a scavenger?
Yeah. Well, what did you guys think about, we learned a little bit, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What did you guys think about the little movie that you could watch about the twins?
Oh.
Kind of revealed a little more about their backstory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't think they've gotten to that part yet.
Oh, well, that's chapter 4, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did.
That's right.
Okay.
That was weird and creepy.
Yeah. So
I didn't really understand. So were they? So they were actually experimented and sewn together, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Without giving anything away, I imagine that's what the doctor says. Like he mentions that at one point in chapter 5. Mm-hmm. He's doing stuff with twins.
It was because they hated each other or something like that. Was that what it was?
Something like that. Yeah. It wasn't entirely clear. It just was more information.
I think that they were very different. From what I just gathered, they were very different, and they hate each other because they're both so different from each other. So I guess that's why. But it was very unsettling, especially what you find out in chapter 5 about who the twins were.
I feel like I'm nearly done, but I forget.
We'll have to come back to that because I don't actually. I think I know what you mean, but I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I'm not sure.
What? Okay, well, I could be wrong, guys. I could be reading something.
Well, that would be, that would make sense, but I don't.
Because they were talking about that.
Maybe it would make sense.
The mother was.
No, the other two were a separate set of twins.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, they were separate.
They were like joined at one point.
Oh, that's right. They were younger.
I think Grace is real. I think that she's like alive. I don't think any of that was hallucinated.
Right. Yeah, that totally makes sense. That completely makes sense. Like, I jumped to the conclusion, and then I didn't really think.
That would be cool, though. They should rewrite it.
It would give a reasoning behind introducing the twins. Having the twins such an integral part of the story.
Yeah, they really didn't have a point.
Right. Yeah.
It was kind of foreshadowing, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
The part 2 of that chapter, though, was the one with when you go home and finally learn a little bit more about the doctor and all that. That was a cool chapter.
That was crazy. That was the one where she woke up chained to the bed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's part one of five. Yeah.
Part one.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, just the first part of 5.
Yeah, the first part of 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was cool.
I liked seeing the pine cones again at the cemetery.
That was hilarious.
That was great. Yeah.
You know.
But a mating ritual, and the one pine cone was like running away from the other.
And
they needed a strap. And they needed a strap of leather.
Yeah.
What the heck was that?
Well, you know. Not to judge.
This can't even watch the action.
It grows. Why would you watch it?
Yeah, no. No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you never know.
Yeah, pine cones, that's gotta be tricky.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So,
Michelle, you've gotten past the cemetery, right?
Yeah, I am.
They're in chapter 5.
Talking to the nurse, I just gave her my ticket. So.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was super annoying too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was. And
back and forth and back and forth.
Talking to the eye forever.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of exposition there.
Although that and the, I didn't realize you had to talk to the guy who had the number two ticket.
Oh my gosh.
Twice before you talked to the eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twice?
Well, not twice. You had to show him your number seven.
Yeah. And then you had to go and get the tears, and then you had to come back.
Right.
Make him unhappy. I do have to say, though, making an appointment with the doctor seemed to be a lot easier than actually seeing a doctor in America.
Yeah, true. True.
I thought that was really pointless. I picked up that stupid phone so many times trying to figure out what it was for.
Yeah,
me and too. It served absolutely no purpose.
Yeah.
It was just some stupid extra thing to do.
Yep.
I was just happy it showed me the number when I went to dial.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I wrote the stupid thing down.
I did too.
How many times in this game have you to write something down? One time you don't have to do it.
I know.
It was aggravating.
I just about yelled at my screen when I saw the number come up when I hit the phone.
Yeah, it was
like,
so
of course, you know, of course you would at this point.
I didn't write anything down. I was very happy that the numbers were there when I was close. Yeah. I pulled it up and I was like, oh, I wonder if I should have written that. Oh, nope, there it is. Thank you.
You still have to punch the numbers in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but that was definitely a lot of back and forth.
I've decided that... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was done.
Oh. I was going to say that I have decided that from now on, whenever I don't want to talk to someone, I'm just going to say, I better go find my kitty. I better go find Mr. I just might just say,
I'm
going
to go find him at midnight.
Yeah, just walk away.
She sometimes says, she also just has like, okay, bye now, or something like that.
Yeah. Or never mind. Like, she gets mad at people. Like, never mind. Bye. Hilarious.
Yeah,
I was going to say that the cemetery was kind of creepy, and
oh my goodness, yes, yeah, I did not like that poor little girl had to dig up her parents.
That was messed up.
Yeah,
I was very disturbed by that, and I was like, she seemed whatever.
She was unfazed by it.
Yeah, she was unfazed, but anyways, but yeah.
A teaser on that. Did you know there was an achievement for lighting the candle?
I heard about that. Yeah, it was
I did it by accident. Yeah.
Did you really?
Did it by accident?
Well, not accident. I said, let me try the matches on the candles just to see what happens.
So we know who the pyro is now.
Yeah. There's an achievement for feeding the robot rabbit 3 carrots.
Yes.
Which I don't even know how you
get. Where did you get 3 carrots?
I don't know.
They just they're all you can do it as many times as you like, because I did.
Oh, I only had one.
Seriously? Like the stupid coin game.
Yeah, the carrots just keep respawning.
Oh, who would have thunk? I just wanted to get out of there. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Well, chapter 5. Then their whole wrap up here was pretty intense.
Yeah. I was, as I said, like, the ending really, I really enjoyed, the rooms, you know, or not the rooms.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, the rooms were cool. They were very kind of surreal, and, so I enjoyed that, and, there was a lot of exposition when you were talking to, like, Maduka and the guy. I mean, there was a lot of talking, and I found myself getting a little bored with that, but I liked the level itself, and as I said, the ending just
completely
blew me away.
Dollhouse really made me nervous because like where you have to move the stuff around to get the key.
Oh yeah.
Really? Why?
I kept looking at it, and I'm like, I was overanalyzing that whole thing because I was looking at that, and then I'm like, there's doors, so do I have to move things to certain rooms in order to open doors or unlock something?
Yeah, I started to be afraid of that.
That's horrible.
And I was like, oh my god, this puzzle's going to be ridiculous, and then it like turns out to be absolutely nothing.
I was just moving crap around. I was ravaging that thing. I didn't care. I was like, give me this key. I think I had the hardest time with the one you already mentioned, actually. I can't remember what it was now. The one with the monkey and that was pretty easy.
No, with the
any thoughts on what the kid in the tub was supposed to represent?
Gross.
Just a dirty person.
Well, really?
I thought he had no skin, didn't he?
Yeah, his heart was exposed, and he was sitting there. He's talking about it. He's talking about the Harbinger or something. She shows up in the doctor's office. The woman who's made out of like baby heads. Am I just talking?
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought. Well, that's appropriate for this game.
I mean, yeah. Sounds like I'm just completely insane.
Yeah. Try explaining this game to somebody.
Yeah.
And then there's the part with the nurse with the talking heads for all of her lower torso. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
What, Mason?
Well, when in the end of 4, when you open up the coffins and you see mm-hmm. parents,
yeah,
they're not sliced.
That's true, they're not.
Yeah, they're perfectly whole. They're not sliced like eggs.
That's interesting.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where are you guys at, Michelle and Mason? You guys still playing?
We're in the doctor's office, talking to
Remar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're at the end.
Yes.
That's like the end.
Reading the text right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I would like to discuss the end because I'm a little confused as to what.
We only need to give them like a second.
Yeah. As to what it all.
We could talk about the weather or.
I did like the when you went into the room with the cat and you went in the elevator, you saw one of those things in the
tree?
The fifth dimension or whatever, like where it said that if you see them in this dimension, then they will burn you, and you saw them actually on fire and could potentially burn you.
Yeah,
if you touched it. So I that was kind of interesting too. It's like, oh, you're one of those bug things, and it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
they didn't realize what they were. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then when it became the bugs, they said, you know, it said that it had never done that
ooh,
before.
What is this?
Yeah.
Were you guys talking about the the ones with the long hair?
Yeah, that was the tree. Protecting the key.
Yeah, that was weird too.
Well, that was like one moment in the game where you're like, you see that, and you're like, oh, I know, I got a brush.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, I remember that, yeah.
It didn't come as easily for me. I had forgotten. I was trying to put water on it. I was trying to throw water balloons at it. Fire back. And,
I was just like, for the love of God, give me the key.
And then finally I was like, oh, wait, maybe I should try the brush. I completely forgot.
That's hilarious. Hey, don't kick yourself too much.
No, I won't.
Yeah, towards the end, the puzzles
kick yourself a little bit.
The puzzles got a little easier and easier because you knew what to expect. You knew.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I had trouble figuring out the box, the gold box with the numbers on it.
Oh, really? I was so proud of myself for getting that right.
Get out of here. I had trouble finding the.
The ears?
Yes,
the left and the right. Because I was like, I don't know, do I click on the numbers? And I kept clicking on the numbers. I kept clicking on the sides. I kept clicking. And I knew that you could click on the eye, which was the middle. But then I was looking at a walkthrough for something. So I ended up finding the, you know, even though they completely gave you, like, how to do it, I found how to do it in the walkthrough. And it was like, you know, hit left, right, middle. And I was like, how do I hit left and right? And in a moment of frenzy of being like, I don't know what I'm doing, I clicked on the ears. So, yeah.
And you figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't the most definitive ear drawing that.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that there was ears and eyes and everything on that box.
Yeah, I saw the eye, but I didn't realize the ears were there. I just thought it was like a decoration or something. Yeah. I didn't. For some reason, it didn't click in my head as being two ears.
You guys are a bunch of noobs.
Well, I wasn't really paying much attention to the design of the box anyway, so.
Oh, what were you paying attention to?
Like, I was just looking at the numbers and trying to figure out if there's a way to move those.
Me too.
So.
Me too. Yeah.
You can. I forget. Somebody tells you about.
Yes, they do. Twins. Yeah. But I didn't. You know. Anyways.
Anyways.
Move along. Have you guys beat it yet, Michelle and Mason?
Almost. We're talking. We just met Mr. Oswald.
Oh, that man to hurry up.
Yeah.
Slow talker. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
There's also an achievement for electrocuting the doctor 3 times, which I think is kind of
messed up. I only did once, and I was mortified with myself.
Me too. I was like, holy crap, I didn't wake him up.
No!
Yep.
I was like, did I kill him? Did I? No, he's good. He's fine.
I didn't even do it.
Yeah,
I saw the needle. I went to the needle right away, and I'm like,
Yeah,
I won't electrocute him. I'll just stab him with this needle full of random fluid.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, see, I electrocuted him after. Like, it was after I put the needle in him.
Wow.
He was sitting there, and I was supposed to walk to the next room.
Just for kicks.
And I was like, what is this switch do? And I clicked on it, and sure enough, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, if you ain't dead now.
Yeah, Steph's walking by. I wonder if you could die. Yeah, you can.
That was pretty much my thought process, Franco.
Yeah. She'll kick you when you're down.
Well, at least I noticed to have you stay away from the light switches.
Nope, get away. Stephanie can't touch the light switches. Yeah.
What? No.
I know where they're at.
Kitty, no.
This is great.
Well, we need to do a live version of game chat.
No! You know. The best part of the whole game.
Just let it happen. It's gonna feel uncomfortable. Let it feel uncomfortable.
It'll only hurt for a second.
Yeah.
Like a band-aid, just kidding.
I hate you. You're not my aunt. Yeah, get it.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah.
Oh, where's that syringe?
Do we have the knife still?
Yeah.
Use knife.
Spoiler alert, knife does nothing.
So what? Where'd that gun come from? Reveal. What the? What?
Obviously, Dr. Oswald had a concealed carry permit. That's
Yeah.
I need to inspect your brain right away. What?
This game is actually a metaphorical reimagining of gun control laws. Like they want.
Well, this was in the 50s, so was there really much of any control?
No.
No,
you can just blast people.
Back when it's free roam.
Back, yeah, in the 30s, you, 40s, you could mail order guns.
Yeah.
Well, while they're finishing up the horror that is the end of Franbo. No, it's okay. wait, what just happened?
Edward just dropped in.
Okay, good. So we can talk about it a little bit. So, the shooting. Who was horrified?
I was.
Just now.
No, who got Instant shot poll. Again?
What?
Who got shot again?
Fran.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Wow.
Wow. You're picking out things that no one else is picking out. The RT ward. And who got shot?
And then who got shot?
I forgot.
Yes?
You forgot. Wow. Oh, okay. You don't want to get your head shot. I mean, that's like forgetting who's president. Probably not that drastic, but I'm surprised. I guess you didn't beat it before everybody else. You big overachiever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely shocked. I think I can talk about it now because they're past the book. Did Fran kill her parents or no?
No.
Or is that up to interpretation?
I don't think so.
Because to me, I'm like, okay, like actually, once it was revealed that supposedly they showed the scene of her killing her parents,
like, you know.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I would think that would kill them. She was pretty much just completely, yeah. Anyways, when they showed that, I was like, I was mortified. I was horrified, but I also was like, okay, well, that kind of makes sense because where she was in the, you know, she was in the psych ward and. You know, and she had such a tolerance to the odd things and to the blood and to, like, she seemed okay with it, you know, for the most part of the game. Nothing really surprised her. So I was like, okay, well, that actually makes sense to me.
Well, and then Oswald said, you know, referred to Remus as a manipulator. You know, like they had done something to
make her
to trick her, to control her,
right?
So that imagery of her seeing herself kill her parents, yeah, it makes sense that, you know, she would have separated her own personality, and she doesn't remember.
I don't think she did.
Well, they talk about Mr. Midnight being a traitor. I don't really ever know if they explain what that means.
He's fine.
Right up until the end, they say, we're going to get rid of this traitor. She hucks him off the cliff. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what they mean.
I always just took that it was because he was so loyal to Fran.
Yeah.
And they were just trying to kind of...
manipulate her and make him look like the bad guy, I guess.
Yeah. Or just maybe, you know, maybe it was a traitor because he was loyal to Fran. It was pretty much the only thing that was loyal to Fran, except, you know, kind of the doctor, but, you know.
I almost got the feeling, too, that they were calling
Edward,
that they were calling Mr. Midnight a traitor just because, like what you said, he was the only one that was sticking by Fran. And it was basically, it almost felt like it was a thing where, you know, because they weren't getting their way, they were just calling him a traitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is Mr. Midnight can't talk to her anymore. So some people are like, well, maybe she's... I don't know. Maybe she... I don't know. It seemed to me that, like, that whole end scene was actually happening. It was just in between realities because they threw the cat off the cliff and then, like, Itward came and, like, smacked Grace off the cliff.
Yeah.
So, like, she died, I imagine. And then they took her away, right? We don't really see where they went, though, right? Well, I guess they went back to the vegetable land.
Yeah.
Like, that I can't pronounce.
Yeah. There's no human lips can, I'm sure.
But I think that's one of the other reasons, too, why Fran wanted to go there, because then she could talk to Mr. Midnight.
Well, and she could talk to him everywhere.
Well, I mean, that he could talk to her.
I don't
think he could talk
to her until after her parents were killed. I think she... But, if I remember, she seems pretty surprised that Midnight could talk to her.
Right, but he was talking to her before they got to the magical.
Yeah, but I think at that point too, though, that they were in to me, it felt like they were either in another reality or close to another reality.
Yeah, but I think it started when she started taking the red pills.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any imagination. I think it was all just like she was between worlds.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, that it was that there was, because of the realities being so close together at that point, that he was able to communicate with her. At least that's what I got.
Yeah.
kind of explains why the ending is kind of multiple realities on top of each other. How we could see Mr. Midnight get thrown over a cliff, but that didn't actually happen. I'm just going to go with the aunt being dead because she deserves it. But, so what about all the duality about twins? What if Fran had a twin?
That's what I thought. I thought they were going to reveal that she had a twin.
Oh. Yeah,
about it, because they said, you know, that your mom was evil. She tried to hide you from us, and we knew you were special. Yeah,
it's possible. They did imply that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. I think she had a twin.
What if Mr. Midnight was her twin, and she just saw him as a cat?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering if she did have a twin. Maybe you're right, and maybe it died in birth or something, because there was a lot of dead baby references.
Yeah.
And it was also I don't know, there was, maybe, I don't know.
Sometimes they have twins that, they're twins in the womb, but then kind of the other twin kind of
absorbs the other one.
One dies, and one kind of absorbs the other one, or absorbs, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At first, I struggled with the ending. I was kind of disappointed, annoyed. It's like, the only thing I go through this whole game, I wanted to know, A, did she kill her parents, and B, why?
You don't know.
And wow. You don't know. And it's like,
Yeah.
I'm starting to come around the belief, you know, it makes... The thing that links more, has more links in the chain together than anything, is that, yeah, it's a multidimensional world. It's that is in this game, it's a reality, and that Remus, I guess, was the motivator behind the parents' killing. Either he controlled
Fran
to do it, you know, or, you know, did it himself and made Fran think she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he has tangible power. I mean, every time he comes around, somebody dies, or, you know, Fran starts bleeding out of crazy, and I think that although multiple realities, it seems like he's a constant, I don't know where I'm going with that.
Sure.
So, Franco, did you go through the game thinking that Fran killed her parents?
I wasn't sure, and that's the one thing I wanted. I guess I was hoping for a definitive answer.
Doesn't Dr. Oswald say something about that doing her a favor?
Yeah, and then what's kind of, now I was just thinking about what clicked home was when Dr. Dreen, what was his last name?
Dreen or something.
Right, when he starts bleeding out his eyes, he says, oh, Remus has taken over him. Yeah. And that's the same thing Fran was doing, was bleeding out her eyes.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like, oh, okay, maybe, you know, when he seizes control of you, that's what happens to you. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I don't know. At this point, who knows?
Yeah. There's a lot of different interpretations. I was just looking online, actually, and see what people were saying, and no one really has a good answer. I mean, there's some theories. We've named a lot of them, but there's really no definitive answer.
I think that's really the best kind for this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a sweet answer. I think it could be all of them. And it
was
Okay with that in a way. I think I was worried about that at first, but I think it ended well enough to be like, okay, I can...
Yeah.
I like to believe that everything was real and that she did actually probably kill her parents for whatever reason. And then, you know, by manipulation of this demon, and because, I don't know, something went down. And then I think that she probably got yanked away with the people at the end. I don't know. It seems like I definitely buy the alternate or the five dimension thing, that maybe she's kind of in between time now because of these drugs. She's able to see the other worlds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they did say, what was it, the wizard or the king had said that she is special and she's like the key keeper or something like that.
Yeah, what's her name? Madoc, whatever her name is.
Madoka.
Yeah, Madoka.
The seeker of truth.
And well, the key's in her head, No, that's what she said. The key is in your head.
I got you.
I think we should probably go into final thoughts here because I've got to bounce right at 9, and I think we also have to talk about the next game.
Yeah.
So why don't we just go start with Franco. We'll give our final thoughts and then your rating, and we'll finish up.
Interesting gameplay. Wonderful story. If not, at times, shockingly, but disturbing. It's sort of like it hits you off the side of the head. You know, you're seeing the way the game's presented and the art style. It doesn't seem like it's going to come at you with some of the subject matter, you know. So it takes a little adjustment to that. But 7.5.
You say 7.5?
Yeah.
Who's next, Michelle and Mason? You guys want to do like a individual scores?
We can do a co score.
Or do a co? Okay.
I think 9 because of the puzzles. That should make me mad.
Because of the what?
The puzzles made her mad. I would 8.5.
All right.
Yeah. The beginning for me was really frustrating getting used to the play style. You know, the click, 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 and the creepiness started to put me away. But then, you know, her ignorance to little things like, oh, you're bloody, that's cute. You know, oh, I can. It kept me going, and then I loved it in the end. Mm-hmm. I got to the point where I got over it, and I wanted to just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clicking like crazy.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a learning curve at first, getting used to the switching back and forth with the pills and the realities. You had to kind of think differently than a lot of other games where, you know, the answer isn't right in front of you. It's actually, you know, in another
layer.
Version. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought that really made it super unique. And, of course, the artwork, the style.
Yeah, the art style's great.
It's really great. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5.
8.5, all right. We do.
This game is weird.
Put that on the board.
You know, the good part is that it keeps you guessing the entire way through. Really kind of disturbing parts and everything as well. I was kind of disappointed with the ending. In a way, I didn't really want the happy type of ending that we got. Maybe just something a little more grounded in reality. You know, I was kind of hoping more of something that, you know, she was actually in a insane asylum and just hallucinating the whole thing.
Wow.
Whatnot, so. Puzzles were challenging, yet fun. I still like the whole quirkiness of Fran and kind of the one-liners that she came up with and everything. Game would have gotten a lot higher rating if there was a dog in it. But because there was a cat,
next to a speedway.
But because there was a cat, I get to lower the score. So.
Oh my god,
that's really racist, man.
Wow. But overall, I give it a 7.
7. All right.
But it would have been an 8 if there was a dog.
Yeah,
that would have been a 9 if there was a dog. So I enjoyed the cerebralness of this game. I enjoyed that the art style was really good. You know, kind of a storybook kind of feel to it. Which is interesting because it's definitely not like a storybook kind of story. It is very dark and, you know, and the deepness of the story though with the whole like different realities, and it kind of lost me. I think because I just need, I needed more information. I needed more like factual information, but you know, just fact, you know, based on what they were going off of. You know, because I kept thinking, okay, well, where are they getting this from? Like, you know, literature, or you know, where do they get this idea? Which it probably could easily be answered. But anyways, You know, so it kind of lost me with that, and, you know, again, with the ending, like, even though I enjoy kind of complicated endings like that, like, I kind of want a little more of an answer. Like, it didn't have to answer it completely. It could still leave it open, but something that was a little more grounded, which I guess that's to interpretation, but, well, I'm just going around in circles here. Sorry. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. The puzzle sometimes kind of aggravated me, but I think that's, I don't know, just point and click. I don't know. But I would say I would give it a 7.
All right. Well, I guess that just leaves me then. I will be brief. You guys have pretty much said everything. I'm always last, so you guys always say everything for me. But
next time we'll have to put you first.
Okay. I loved it. I had definitely the same problems you all have with some of the puzzles just being really dumb and not clear and not letting you do things till you spoke to someone and said that specific thing that was aggravating, but I gave it a pass because I really loved I just loved the whole aesthetic of the game. I knew when the moment I saw the trailer that I was going to love this game. I just loved the artwork. I loved the style. I loved everything about it. And I loved how it wasn't afraid to get really deep and kind of dark and face some of those really like unmentionables that we don't kind of talk about in life and just say them. Like, she just comes right out with them, or the characters just come right out with them. They don't beat around the bush or anything. The game is what it is. It's visceral. It's right in your face, and it's real life tragedy. And I just loved it. But yeah, I mean, there was moments that I was just zapped right out of it. Like, the entirety of chapter 3, I could have done without. I thought that was a waste of time. I would have liked to have seen them go a different route with that. But so for those reasons, I mean, I still give it a 9. I think it was, that's my score. So
something you didn't hate.
Yes, something I didn't hate.
All right, so Franco revealed the next game last week, and that was, what's the name of the game again, Franco?
Town of Light.
Town of Light.
$18.99 on Steam.
For Michelle and Mason, who were not here last week.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Town of Light?
Yes.
T-O-W-N of Light, yes.
Okay.
It's funny, it is the exact same, almost the exact same subject, but a totally different experience.
Yeah,
it's a set in late pre-World War II, late 30s, early 40s, woman in a psychiatric situation, and I don't know if I want to. it's a fairly new game, so it might be, you know, it needs a little beefier setup than I guess Frambo would. And it is, there are very adult-oriented moments.
Okay. So you've played ahead, right?
That is correct, sir.
What do you think so far?
I don't want to shade anybody's thoughts.
Okay.
It's
definitely different,
totally different gameplay. It's all right, David, it's a, you know, it's more about the story. It's, you know, it's playing like a walking simulator. But it's more about the story, and discovery and a exploration of that whole subject matter.
It looked like Layers of Fear. Did you ever play Layers of Fear?
Nah.
The game was awesome, by the way.
It's definitely more about the story. It's not, you know, it's not an action shoot 'em up or, you know, 100 miles an hour. It is more of a slow paced, getting you to examine the story and more of, into the psychological realm.
Where should we be stopping?
It comes and goes with chapters. It sort of tells you sometimes when you've ended a chapter, and sometimes it just moves on to the next screen.
Okay.
So it's vaguely the end of chapter 7. And what you're looking for, it was about 2 hours. And a little 2 plus, and I was counting. I read the whole diary at the beginning. So that's an optional thing. You don't even have to read the diary. It's just a side piece. It took like 10 minutes to read her diary.
Okay.
And Yeah. In the chapter 7, there is a... You go through the asylum kitchen and you have to do something in the showers, and that's where I'll try to be as vague as possible.
Try to do something in the shower. That's pretty vague.
Yeah. No, but you'll know it when it happens.
Did you say the end of chapter 7 or the beginning of chapter 7, Franco?
End of chapter 7, I think.
End of chapter 7. Next,
and be forewarned, it's an autosave, and I think it's at the end of chapter. So I got like 25 minutes into chapter 1, and I said, oh, let me go do this. And I quit out of the game, and when I started it back up, I was back at the beginning. Ooh. So I was like, ugh.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, try to, if you're going to jump out of the game, jump out after a chapter.
Okay.
All right. And we are not meeting again until the 25th, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think so. I think that's right.
The 25th.
Yes, 25th.
Okay, 25th it is.
All right.
Play that game.
All right.
Great game for October.
All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Yay, that's right. Perfect. You guys have a good 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Have fun in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.